Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves, sort of like a team.
A Gao Media Station.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? On a beautiful Monday afternoon in the big city, we are coming to you live from Twin Peaks right here on Kirby, right outside the Galleria, where if you have nothing to do for the lunch hour, stop by and see us right off the 59 feeder road next to Academy. It's Twin Peaks, where the scenic views are scenic and the food ain't bad either. Barry Laminack across the table from me. Quick Nick back at the headquarters. Andrea sitting to my right, making us do radio broadcasts with tin cans and string. And we're ready for a Monday kickoff. We got our Final Four set.
Yeah.
Rockets got a couple victories.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I finally used the weight machine that I bought 2 years ago.
That you put on Twitter.
So I'm feeling like a man right now. I lifted almost 100 pounds. I don't want to brag. I know.
Whoa.
I don't want to brag. But, yeah, almost 100 pounds.
You know how they say don't overexert on the first lift? I mean,
yeah.
You know your boundaries.
I'm pretty sore, too.
What day was this?
Saturday.
Okay, so the second day is always the worst.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should be really feeling it today.
So, pretty much my whole body, like, I have my cheeks hurt. I don't know why. My cheeks hurt from doing a bench press, but I only did three things. I benched. I did three sets of 10. I did the fly, you know, and then I did some tricep stuff.
Okay.
And I not happy with myself.
I was talking to someone this weekend in the gym after playing a buddy of mine that – until we had kids, we were in there every day.
Yeah.
I said, the most frustrating thing in the world is when you take any time off of lifting and then you go and you want to go pick up where you left off and do exactly the same weight.
Yeah.
And it's just, man, that's just mentally, that aggravates the hell out of you.
Yeah, because I was up to like 105 a couple years ago. So I'm back down to 100.
That's a tight window, too. I mean, that's you're going to have to work for a while to get that five back.
You know, I'm not trying to be I'm not bulking. I'm just trying to be strong. I'm trying to be sneaky strong. Like, you remember how, like, I guess in junior high, the girls were usually stronger than the dudes until about seventh grade?
No.
Yeah. No. You don't remember that?
No.
Come on, guys.
No.
Like,
what are you talking
right about?
Nick,
you ever heard of
bro,
that?
Bro, Nick,
negative.
The girls are still stronger than you.
Hey.
Oh, see?
Hey, but not back then. Not in the fifth grade.
I just remember, like, fifth and sixth grade, it always seemed like the girls were, like, stronger than the guys. And then about seventh grade, once puberty started to kick in for the dudes, then they got stronger and it was, all was right with the world. But I always felt like, yeah, like, fifth grade, if you tried to arm wrestle a chick in the fifth grade, you probably were going to lose. Unless you were, like, a big fat dude. Like, fat dudes are always had just fat strength. But, like, if you were, like, a small guy like me, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going to arm wrestle no chick in the fifth grade. I'd have lost.
Being from Wisconsin, the
you didn't
get
all
that early.
All those girls were stronger than you.
But after you got out of high school, most of those girls could have been our offensive line. It didn't catch up with them until after we got out of high school. But then, man, their pass blocking skills, they were fantastic. They could run block like you wouldn't believe.
I was going to say, that probably wasn't the way you would want to ask a chick to prom in Wisconsin. Be like, hey, you want to arm wrestle to go to prom? Because you'd never get a date because they would all – out arm wrestle you.
Oh, they petitioned Marshall. They tried to get the name Thundering Herd just for the entire body of women that were outside of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got big in a hurry back there.
Yeah, so I used my weight bench that I bought 2 years ago after shaming myself on air about having not used it. I finally used it. Yeah.
Well, but you have been using it just as a dry cleaning holder.
Actually, it's in another room, so we don't even go in that room. That room was literally like off limits.
But you were saying on air you got to step over things.
To get to the elliptical.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it. But it was just in a room by itself with an elliptical machine, and I just didn't go in there. That room was like off limits. It was like a dungeon, like a place I avoided.
I was going to say dungeon. I thought you guys had a little special fetish hobby that you had going in one of the rooms in the house.
No, that's a different room. We have four. Okay. We have a four bedroom. We separate those two.
The boom boom room is somewhere separate.
Absolutely, right. That's correct.
Hey Nick, how was your weekend?
It was good, man. I can't complain. I had a day off and enjoyed that. Barry Cottell the next morning, and then I went to the game on Sunday, so that was fun.
Yeah, I saw you cover a couple of Rockets games. You're saying that you indulged Saturday night
too much? I did, a little bit. I haven't in a while. I haven't really been drinking, so why not?
That'll add to the festivities the next day. If you haven't been drinking in a while and then you overdo it, that makes for a pretty
special.
The worst
thing is like when you know you have to be at work and you do it anyway, and then you're like, I'll just deal with it later. It's so dumb.
I get a call about 5 minutes before the show. Hey, bro. You think you could run some stuff and get to that? And I'm 2 minutes.
It was not that bad. Did it sound that bad?
I'm going to make it. And I was like, yeah, dude, no problem. Whatever.
Wow.
I think I asked him to run the board for like the first segment.
He shows up right on time.
Oh, yeah. If you, who's always an hour and a half early, is pressing for time like that, you definitely were.
Tied one on.
Yeah. You were feeling it, huh?
I left my house at 8:41. To get to the station, and the show started at 9, Joel. So you have a better idea about how long.
I sure do.
How about
I'm just trying to calculate it, like you said. I'm like, Nick, 19 minutes even with your driving? Ooh.
Yeah. It's cutting it close.
Wow.
And yeah, I just got a speeding ticket, so I didn't want to get another one.
He pulled it off, though. Kudos to him.
What time did you get there?
I want to say 8:59. What time did I get there, Barry?
8:59? God.
Yeah, like you rolled in
and
just
hit the open?
In time. Like I was downstairs. Weren't we coming up as Shock was bringing us in?
Yeah, because I forgot my access key card, so I had to ask Barry to come downstairs.
Yeah, so it was literally like an intern.
So you guys weren't in any rush on Sunday. Everything was laid back.
Well, Barry's not really in a rush on Sundays anyway. It's usually Shock that does all the prep work. Let's be honest.
Excuse me?
Wow.
Excuse me?
I was waiting for him
to
say
something. You go to hell, sir. Wow. You go directly to hell.
What time do you get here on Sunday mornings, Barry?
I get there about 8:30.
Okay.
About 30 minutes before like I normally do.
Barry's
offended. I'm just telling you right now, y'all, regardless of anything else,
yeah,
my allergies are kicking my ass. I mean, the pollen in the air or whatever it is, but man, it hit me starting yesterday and today.
See, my wife was good enough to make me start taking Zyrtec every day. And I've been taking it for about a month now, every day.
See, I don't like taking anything, but then we have Claritin D in the house, and that's the really strong stuff.
That make you go night night.
Yeah, I don't want to get into all that. I don't want to take that on a regular basis. I took one yesterday because I literally was so locked up I couldn't breathe except through out of my mouth. I was like, oh. So yeah, this pollen is killing me. You can see it all over on the cars. We actually do need some more rain just to try and wash some more of it out of the way.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, so we've got a pretty full show for you today. We can talk about the Rockets and their two victories over the weekend, including one that should probably and hopefully put the MVP talk to bed. But we'll see. It probably,
never.
As Barry said, will probably never go away. So your Rockets got two more wins. Those were big. Your final four is set for Phoenix for this coming weekend. Are you surprised? Are you happy? Most brackets already busted, but we'll see how that goes. A couple of things from the Texan side of things. Baseball is getting closer by the day, so we've got plenty of things to talk about, plenty of things that we'd love to have you participate in. So if you have a chance, 713-780-ESPN. You can call us, you can text us, or reach out on Twitter where it's @BarryIsFunny, @TheProducerNick, and @PacManJoel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew. Are you?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Barry and Joel from Twin Peaks right here on the feeder road before Kirby on 59. As you want to, if you have no lunch plans or you want something to do, the deck is beautiful outside. Plenty of seating here to get yourself some good food, some good drinks, and some scenic views. Head on out to Twin Peaks right here, Kirby, at 59.
All right, now I'm going to be very shallow, all right? I know that surprises you.
Yes.
I know you are super shocked. I'm going to be very shallow and tell you that I think this Twin Peaks is far and away better than the Beaumont Twin Peaks as far as talent goes. Just as far as talent goes.
I agree. Totally.
I think overall.
I wonder if Drew would agree with that.
Now, when we were out there, what day were we out there? Friday?
Thursday. Friday, we were at Pinkerton's.
Yeah. Okay. So we got the Thursday crew. We got the Monday crew here. I think overall, I would have given that place a 7. I give this place a 9. 8.5, 9. So if you haven't eaten yet, get out here. And have some fun. And I got to say, I'm disappointed in our man Drew, Baby Dwight, because when we were in Beaumont, he tried to pick a chick up at the bar, and she had a boyfriend. And so, here, put these on. You're going to have to do this.
You don't have to ask him twice to do that.
No,
I know. This is a wannabe broadcaster
now,
right here.
Yeah, I know.
God.
Now,
okay.
All right, now set him down now. Let me finish this first. I got to get this set up out, Drew, before you start just flailing about on the microphone.
Don't pull a tray.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we were at Twin Peaks Beaumont, and Baby Dwight had his eye on a bartender. And
Brittany.
Is
calling her out?
Yeah, I am.
So he finally mustered up enough courage to go up and ask her out after much coaching. After a ton of coaching, I scared him one time. I went over to the bar. I was like, I'm going to go do it for you. And I went to the bar, and I was talking to her, and he was freaking out. All I did was go over there.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't do it on your own, and you've got.
No, I wasn't going to do it at all.
He didn't know I was doing it. I just said, I'm going to go get her number for you. And I walked over there, but all I did was say, hey, can I have a straw for my drink? And then walk back, but he was freaking out. But anyways, so he finally gets enough courage to go up there and ask her out. And she's like, no, I have a boyfriend, or I would. Now, he gets here and he says, I'm done with Twin Peaks chicks. I'm not trying to go out with anyone now because I'm ruined. And I was like, yo, that wasn't even an at-bat. Like, you didn't strike out. That's a walk.
Yeah.
That's a hit by
that's
pitch.
That's a hit by pitch is what
yeah.
that is.
You didn't even strike out. That's like, you're not 0 for 1. That doesn't count as an at-bat. So why are you giving up so quickly?
Okay.
You're going to be lonely forever if you do that.
No.
He's got those codes on Pornhub or whatever.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. No, if I only eliminate Twin Peaks only, I'm not going to be lonely forever. It's just.
So you're eliminating all Twin Peaks. Well, what if some hot chick comes up and is like, hey, what's your name? You're just like, sorry.
I've eliminated you
from my diet.
Demon. No.
Sorry, I'm scorned.
I'm just not going to try for anyone inside of Twin Peaks. Because I think what it is the atmosphere of Twin Peaks is inherently flirtatious. So, in my mind.
Have you never been to a strip club?
I mean, but that's like a strip club. Like,
yeah, it's totally different. Like,
your mom's not listening, so you can't answer that.
No, like, I've definitely been to a strip club. My mom knows. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You spent tens of dollars in your day, right, at a strip club?
I probably spent $115 exactly in a strip club. But
exactly.
Exactly $115. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You keep track?
I keep
track. Dude, I'm so cheap. I'll go with a 20 and leave with change. I am super cheap. Super cheap. I'm offering them.
That left hand only requires 77 cents, ma'am.
And expense it on your taxes?
Oh, yeah. Right. They're asking me, like, do I want to dance? I'm like, no, do you want one? Because I'll dance for you. I could try to get.
I got some parachute pants with a crotch cut out of them.
Work your money back.
Now, you won't. So if I told you, like, if I secretly find out one of these chicks likes you or thinks you're cute, you're not even going to try to ask
I'm not going to pursue. No, she would have to pursue me. And it sucks. It really sucks because there are beautiful women
so,
here.
So your desire is to be the woman, to be the little girl.
If that's the label you put on me.
You won't do any work, but I mean, what misogynistic society
do we live in where the little girl has to be the one that gets picked up on? Why can't we just be human beings?
See, this is why you can't get a woman. This is exactly why you can't
put
get a
too
woman.
Much thought into it. It's not the right thought. And then on top of that, then you don't get to make the choice as to someone that you find attractive first because it has to be someone that's willing to say, hey, is he single? I'd like to. I'm just checking on him.
When's the last time you had a girlfriend? When was your last
recently broke up with my girlfriend in February.
Okay. Yeah. Right before Valentine's? My man!
No. That would be cool, but it was actually after. Oh, yeah.
Did you get her anything?
I didn't do anything big. I don't do big things.
I expected that.
Yeah, I know how to cook, and we went to see a movie. So that's
bro, you would you cook her?
I cooked
Hamburger helper?
No, I did steak and scallops with a salad.
Okay.
And then we had a little bottle of wine.
Did you get laid?
I mean, you know, we were in a relationship for a while.
So you broke up with her?
Wow, dude. Did you get laid?
Well, I mean, you got to know. I want to know if you went through all that effort on Valentine's. Was it worth it?
No, we were together for a minute. So.
Okay.
So we're good.
So now.
So you shook hands?
Yeah, we shook hands at the end of the night.
Right.
I gave her a high bye, goodbye.
Yeah.
Nice deep hug.
Yeah.
My Uber code.
Bringing it all the way in.
My get me code.
There you go. Now you're learning.
Good Lord. I don't need another text. Okay, so you've been single for a little over a month now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you were already back on the prowl.
I mean, I waited a month, and now I'm back on the prowl.
Okay. And so, like, if this young lady says to you.
Oh, God.
If she says, my goodness, that tall, dark, handsome glass of water over there, he could get it. You'd be like, nope, sorry.
She would have to come up to me and say it. She couldn't.
Bro, that's so weak.
It's just only in Twin Peaks.
That is so weak.
Yeah, that whole I'm with Barry on that. That whole philosophy and delivery, that's weak sauce.
Like,
I'll agree.
If you see a chick that you think is cute, you should go up there and talk to her.
I'm not good with denial, so.
Denial?
I'm not good with denial. Like, okay.
Bro, it's like sales.
You mean rejection?
Listen, let me break it down.
Let me break it down for you,
okay,
young man.
Okay.
It's
yes,
like,
sir.
It's like sales, okay? They always tell you in sales, you got to get through the no's to get to the yes.
Okay.
That's the same way it is with dating and picking up women.
Okay.
The more that you go up to a woman that you find attractive and try to talk to her and ask her out,
mm-hmm.
and she says no, okay, that's cool. Now that's one down. Now you got to get through those. Mm-hmm. To get to the one that says yes, but if you get shut down and you're first at bat, you're.
It's just something that I'm gonna have to get used to eventually. It's just right now.
Look, the more you do it, look, we're gonna get you shot down five times, and it's gonna be like nothing to you.
I've seen three potential no's already.
That's it. I'm just gonna start pulling these chicks. I'm gonna be like, do you think he's cute? Would you go out with him? And then
I'm
they say no,
right now.
And then you're good. You get it out
haircut.
Of your system.
Tomorrow I'm going to have a haircut, so I'll feel more confident.
That's not going
to
help.
That has nothing to do
that
with it.
That does.
No.
Absolutely nothing
I feel,
to do with it.
It makes me feel better.
It makes you more confident?
Well,
yeah,
obviously,
you're like a woman.
We figured it out.
I got to go get my hair done. It makes me feel better.
No, it's,
I got some new pants and some new shoes.
Is cuddling a big thing with you
no.
and foreplay? Because it sounds like the whole thing is that you should be wearing a red and black plaid tied-up
oh,
shirt and some
goodness.
Shorts. Maybe some rain boots. You might be fitting right in here.
Let's find out who thinks. Sir, do you think he's cute? Do you think he's do you find Drew attractive? Absolutely not. There's one no.
I appreciate
There's
that.
There's one no.
That was a respectable no.
Rod's a smart guy.
That's a respectable
ladies,
Midwest
your name?
Guy.
Oh, no, don't do this.
Kelly, do you find our friend here, Drew, attractive at all? Tall, dark, and handsome. Bro, look.
I appreciate it.
You got through the no, and you got to the yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Jeez, I'm trying. This is so easy, Drew. What
seriously,
are you doing?
I mean, you don't need two marketing representatives. You just have to market yourself. And just because, like Barry was saying, if you're a sales guy and you go in and if you heard no the first time, if you turned around and grabbed your little man purse and walked out, you're never going to get a sale.
You're never going to move any steak knives.
That's
it's
a fair
always
point.
Gonna, yeah.
That's a fair point, but as of today, the wound is fresh.
No, you're gonna go. You're gonna ask. You're gonna ask five chicks.
Pull
here
the knife out of your
five
back.
You're gonna ask five chicks out tonight.
Can I have an incentive if I do five?
Before, yeah, you get a date. You might get laid. Yeah. That's the incentive.
You don't need a code for this week. You'd be fine. And if more than one say yes, then you're rolling. Now you just got to worry about how many times you got to work for Get Me before you can cover both dates.
There you go.
Incentive.
You go.
Yeah, it's called a date. That's the incentive.
That's the incentive?
Yes. Okay. You're going to ask five chicks out before we leave.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. I appreciate you
guys.
Yeah,
all right.
You guys are really great. You guys are the best.
We should get the incentive. So we should get, like, some kind of reward for being your marketing.
Yeah, you just got a hot right there up front. That was easy, bro. Oh, look at this. You got this. Huh? No. That's true. God. I could be your wingman. I'll be your wingman. That's fine.
Oh, man.
I got you.
This is an interesting day.
This is funny because you're acting uncomfortable, but you're loving it because now you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about getting stabbed in the back or rejected or tears on your pillowcase tonight. And yet it's probably going to work out just fine for you.
That's true.
Without a haircut, you're going to be okay.
You could have dressed up a little better. I'm not going to lie. You kind of look a little raggedy. If you pull this off, you know you have game coming dressed like that.
Oh, that's true.
I mean,
are you kidding me? We're providing more than half the game. All he's got to do is somehow finish.
DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul.
No, you know the Clippers aren't.
You want
to be better than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Classic Shaq and Kobe.
Maybe.
Okay. I'll take that.
All right. So if you're single and you want to mingle, Dwight Howard's little brother Drew is here at Twin Peaks. He'll be taking selfies, and if you're nice and you think he's cute and you can do all the work, he may consider going out with you later in the week. How's that? All right?
That works.
At least that wasn't going out over the speaker, so no one knows we said it. All right, so Drew is here with Barry, myself, Andreas. Nick's back at the station. We continue to roll on. We're at Twin Peaks right here at Kirby and 59. Come on by and join us. Great food, scenic views. You want to be a part of it, you can talk about your Final Four, stop in and see us, and, of course, meet Dwight Howard's little brother, Drew, who is desperately looking for a date without doing any work. We're here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah. Oh, people. We have so much work to do, and it's not even about the radio show. Drew is a mess. Barry and I are here at Twin Peaks at 59 and Kirby. And if you heard us last segment, Dwight Howard's little brother, Drew, is already in woe is me mode because we had a remote last week. And he made the effort one time with one female and was rejected. And now feels like he's closing down. He's shutting down the fort. He's done. That if there's any women to be had for dates, they have to contact him. Which is the most ridiculously soft thing I've ever heard in my life. So Barry took it upon himself to get this thing going. We have the prettiest girl in the entire place, Chelsea, waiting on us. And so Barry asked her to join us.
Yeah, so, I mean, Chelsea, here's the thing. So last week we were in Beaumont. He asked the bartender out. She said she had a boyfriend. Now, a little birdie told me that you guys have to say that. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Okay, you don't have to.
No.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. When it comes to guys coming up to you, what's the two things you look for in a guy? Like, it could be superficial, like looks. It could be personality. What are two things you look for in a guy?
His looks.
Okay.
And his outfit, his clothes and everything.
Sorry, Drew.
So Drew's out. That just wrote that one off. I mean, that just flew right out the window.
He doesn't look that
he's
bad.
He's dressed like a garage sale. Let's be real.
He's worried about his hair. I mean, we got to go below the chin and realize there's a lot going on over there.
I'm not saying
it's all good.
Now, how much does confidence play into this?
A big part.
A big part of it, right?
Yeah.
If a guy comes up and he's very timid and he's like, hey,
he gets shut down immediately.
Immediately. But if he comes up and be like, hey, you know what? You're beautiful and I'd love to take you out. Can I get your number?
Yeah.
That goes a long way, right?
Yeah.
Where is your notebook? Take notes.
Okay.
You need help.
Now, would you agree with me or disagree that you have to I said it's a lot like sales. You got to get through all the no's to get to the yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they tell you in sales. Would you say it's a numbers game? If you see a chick that you're interested in, you should just go up and ask her out?
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to come up to you.
Exactly!
Oh, that's what he thinks has to happen.
Exactly!
He already set this little rule book in motion.
Have you ever asked a dude out? No, you should have said no.
Just say no.
You should have. No, go ahead.
Because you never should have to.
You did?
He was cute. I didn't ask him out, but I asked him for his number.
Okay. Wow. Did you get shot down or did
no,
give it
of course
to you?
Not.
Wait, hold on. See, that's the confidence that now, you Chelsea. Need, young man. You need to get a red and black plaid tie-up and some khaki shorts
Chelsea
immediately.
Is super confident.
Yeah.
And don't put the fake wedding ring on right now. Don't wear the fake wedding ring for your first day at the job because you need work.
So now, do you have a boyfriend currently?
No, I don't.
You don't. Now, if Drew came up to you and asked you out, what would your answer be?
It depends how he acts me.
Oh, ooh, can we at least let him practice with you?
This sure. is the worst just thing ever.
Okay.
Is so, that why the headset made its way suspiciously back onto your head?
The headset made it back on my way because I was about to say Chelsea doesn't get nose because Chelsea looks 1,000 times better than I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well,
that's Chelsea's a good
not,
start.
Chelsea's also not a dude, but I've already given her props. Now, I can't give them to you because of the softness that we've experienced.
Now, that's Drew, true. I want it's you okay. to I want you to practice here because I have a feeling Chelsea's out of your league. There's, yeah. I mean, no offense, but I just don't think that you would have a shot with her.
It's like Euro and All-Star.
But we can practice.
It's like Euro League and All-Star.
But we can practice with Chelsea so you can look a beautiful woman in the face and ask her out. Right?
Last week we went through pickup lines. You know what not to use.
Yes, we don't want to use pickup lines. Those don't work, do they, Chelsea?
No, they don't.
Okay.
I don't have pickup lines.
So I just want you to ask Chelsea out. Just straight away. Just right here.
Give us your best.
Look at her in the face and ask her out.
Yes. You see this beautiful woman and you think, wow, she's outstanding. I would really like to take her out. What goes through your dome piece and then what's coming out of your mouth that knocks her on her off her feet and says, yeah, I want to go out with that guy?
Wow. This is a lot of pressure. Yeah. really, it's like, well, with Chelsea, you're very pretty. I already, like, feel it, like a certain energy off of you. You seem happy all the time. I don't know if that's just because you're serving right now, but it just seems something like you are. And I'm not going to ask you out, but I will ask for your number. And then we can text, and then from there we can go out or anything like that. But I don't want to pressure you to go out on a date with me. Especially since we're on the radio. And Barry is looking back and forth like it's a tennis match.
Because your confidence. Look, he started off great. And then your confidence.
You made me very
slowly,
nervous, Barry. I'm going to be completely real.
You could have played. You could have even played off of that. Right? You could have played off of that and said,
this is
I mean,
really
you're
awkward.
So beautiful that I'm a little tongue-tied. I'm a little nervous. But that's only
yeah,
because
it's a lot
look,
right now.
That's what you could have done.
Been, that would have been better, right? At least address it. Look, you got me so nervous, man. I feel like an idiot right now.
I do feel stupid.
Yeah.
I feel very stupid next to you, Chelsea.
So how did he do, Chelsea, and give him some pointers on what he could do better?
It was just kind of too long. Like, it was just too much.
She's got stuff to do, bro.
I like it. That's good feedback.
I like the criticism. Thank you.
Like, you need to get straight to the point, right?
Yeah, get to the point. Okay.
Especially because you're at work right now. And you ain't got time for this crap. Okay, so it was too
you
long.
You never get asked out at work, right?
I do.
Like
I
every figured. Time?
Yeah, I figured.
Now, so besides being too long, what else should he do to work on it? What could he have done better?
It was like he doubted himself. Like he was saying, like, you know, I'm not going to ask you out at work and stuff like that. How do you know that I didn't want you to? Or,
my man.
You shouldn't have doubted yourself.
Chelsea, I appreciate this. You're changing lives right now. You're making this person a better man.
One big girl at a time, you're changing lives. We appreciate that. It's outstanding.
All right, we know you got to get back to work. Thanks, Chelsea. We appreciate it. Now, young man, are you feeling a bit different now about things? Are you seeing? You just faced a beautiful woman and had to say those things, and that was. You're still alive. You're still good.
No, I'm good. I'm completely embarrassed, but I'm good.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because she chopped me up on radio.
No.
She didn't really chop you up. She left
didn't.
The door open. She just kind of gave you some pointers that might help you next time.
She said that you needed to be more confident.
Okay.
And get to the point.
Direct. Okay. Be direct and confident.
That's okay. It.
You got all
right,
it.
We're going to do this again. You're going to, by the time you leave, we may not do them all on air, but by the time you leave today.
Do you hear the Raiders are going to Vegas?
You're going to be a pro.
I have sports to talk.
You are going to be a pro at this.
And hopefully by the end of the day, your grapes aren't all the way up in your intestines because you were like freaking out and scared and shaking. And we just need you to relax. You're going to be a lot better off.
Man.
All right, so come see the little girl that could in Drew. He's here. He looks like Dwight Howard's little brother. Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's back at the studio. We'll be here till 4 o'clock. We're the usual suspects. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks on the feeder road of 59 and Kirby. Come out and see us. The promotional team's got plenty of giveaways and free stuff. And we'd love to shake hands and tell you to keep listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
1, 2, 3, go. My baby don't. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, the Twin Peaks remote is the gift that just keeps on giving. Thanks to the crew and Drew. Because the man with no confidence is being helped by the marketing firm of Barry and Joel, and he's not really soaking it up like a dry sponge. But yet, the lines that are coming out of this, we can use again and again. So,
no
Barry, fill everybody in where we got to from where we were before the break.
Yeah, so he failed miserably in the last segment, but it's a good thing. That's a learning. That's a lesson, right? Like, because I was telling him, he said he was very nervous and it was on air, and I kept staring at him and staring at Chelsea, and it made him more nervous. And I was like, that's great, because now when you're by yourself and you see a chick that you want to go get her phone number, you're not asking in front of millions of people that are listening to you do it. It's you and her, and you should be more confident after that. Then we started having folks come up. What was the lady's name? Kelly? Kelly was telling him, you just stare and ask for the number. Say, I can't leave here until I get your number because that's it. And she said that would be a wrap. So he's not only getting confidence and experience, they're telling you how to pick them up right now. Like, they're literally telling you. If you don't go up to Kelly and say that, you're just dumb. You're just dumb. So we're going
to
do this.
And you just need to use the right words. Like,
that's right.
You are mesmerizingly beautiful. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't leave here without your number. Don't go, I would really appreciate, like, maybe if you had time, that if you thought that I was cool, and without texting, like, calling you to bother you, but, like, I could text, if you just gave me your number. Don't do that.
Joel, what was the line you used to pick up, to pick Lisa up?
I didn't have to. I told you that. I was introduced.
I know, but you had to say something.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm the one that your friend told you about.
That was it? So I guess she had seen a picture of you
We talked on the phone, and yeah, and saw.
Okay, well, so you talked on the phone beforehand. Yeah. So what was it that you said? Because if you would have been a creeper, or if you would have said something weird, she would have been like, no, I'm good. So what was it that you said that got her?
I don't really remember. But, I mean, look, when you're introduced by you're set up by a friend who knows both of you, it definitely helps. Because, I mean, if Drew had friends, it would probably help his cause. Because then if they know both sides, then it's not as much of the, I don't know, I'd have to. It's kind of like, oh, it's coming from someone you trust, so it's a lot easier.
Right, okay. All right. So, but I'm guessing that part of it was your confidence when you talked to Lisa. Like, you weren't worried about it, right? You weren't nervous.
No.
You were like, what's up, girl?
I was like, hey.
We going to do this or what?
Yeah, we should get together. And at the same time, then, because of the fact that we were set up by a mutual friend, we talked on the phone like 5 days in a row.
Did you at any point refer to yourself as daddy?
No.
I find that helps. If you call yourself daddy at least once, if you're like, so let daddy, when's daddy going to pick you up? Like, that helps, I think.
No. Drew, don't write that down, because then you may never get another date.
Hey, let daddy get them digits, little mama.
That's
exactly what you say.
That's
going
to go over like
Drew.
A fart in church. You don't want that. That's don't do that.
Say, girl, let daddy get them digits, little mama. If you say that, Drew, you are so in. I'm just kidding. Don't ever say that.
In for another week of having to find a subscription code. That's what you're in for, to be honest with you. So we're going to continue this now. I mean, you think it's a bad thing, but you should be so thankful that we're willing to not only dedicate part of our multi-million dollar show to you, but also that we're focused on trying to make you better as a person, as a marketer, and as a potential date prospect for others. So this is what you have to take away from this.
I have a feeling Kelly's going to give you the digits. I can tell. She just walked off.
No,
he's
so young compared to her. He's such a baby.
Yeah, at the break.
That's the line I wanted you to tell.
At the break, she was like, how old are you? And Drew was like, I'm 22. She goes, oh, God, what a baby. She goes, I'm just kidding. I'm 23. Bro, I'm telling you, this is going to be great. This is going to be either you're going to leave here with a number or just so much confidence, because it can never get worse than it is right now, what we're making you go through.
That's true.
You're welcome.
This is like the textbook.
You're welcome.
You don't even have to go buy at the bookstore. This is your textbook on dating 101. You're a new millennial, and you are going to be taught lessons that will last you a lifetime. You're going to be fine.
That's fair.
Nestor Carmona tweeted to me and said, millions of people listening? LOL.
That's messed up.
That's cold-blooded.
This is just like the dating process. You got to have confidence. You got to believe.
It's cold-blooded.
You got to believe that we have a huge following.
I just, ugh, that hurts. That stinks.
And this is from a guy that listens every day, too.
Yeah. So, yeah,
Pete, thanks for that love and support.
Yeah. So, Drew, we're gonna before the show's over, we're gonna do this four more times. I don't want to do it all in a row. It'll get old.
Yeah, I got you.
But we're gonna do this four more times, and you're gonna leave here a changed man. I promise you. Okay.
So, if you got to figure some stuff out, you want to put a different
it.
T-shirt
work on
it.
Practice
on,
for
get that
the next one. Practice for the next one. Go next door to Academy. Maybe get a button up. I don't know. Fix yourself a little bit. Go to get your hair done.
They got clippers over there. You can buy them. Do yourself a quick hairdo in the parking lot.
That's
It'll help you immensely if you get the edges tight. Everything's gonna be good. I'm telling you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
I appreciate it.
How's your bracket, Joel?
I got one left.
I got none left.
I got Carolina, and if they win it all,
thank you.
I think I'll finish in the top three.
I had Kentucky hanging in by a thread, and I tell you what, when they hit that shot, I was like, yes, I'm still alive. No!
So did you see, I retweeted it, but there's video of Kentucky fans at a bar, and – it's exactly what you said. No. So they take it from before the shot by Monk tied the game.
Right.
And so they show him and they go absolutely crazy and they're jumping around. Monk hits the shot. It's like continuously high fives and chest bumping and everything like that. And all of a sudden it's like May hits the shot on the other end. It's like boop, 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 boop. That's it. And they just completely deflated.
Dude, I really thought I was in. I really thought I was going to be at least have one guy – or one team left, and I didn't. None. So what are we doing here? What is this?
Producer Andreas is just taking over the show now.
I know. Yeah. Are we? Hi. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What is your name?
Sharde.
Yes.
Like, are you
the
a smooth
singer?
Operator?
Almost. Okay. Spelled differently.
Okay. Drew's not.
You know what?
Just
you know what's
you
sad
advance.
Is that we both hit you with a lame joke at the same time, and I'm
it's
sure you heard that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
See, that's how you don't do it, Drew.
Mm.
That's how you don't do it. You don't hit him with something lame, right? We're trying to get Drew more confidence in picking up chicks. What do you say? Rate Drew on a scale of 1 to 10. What do you say?
Oh, my God. Why would you put me on a spot like that?
Well, you were the one that picked up the microphone.
You wanted to put the mic on. So
come on, Sharday. I didn't know this was coming. Sharday. I didn't know.
What is Drew? You do have to.
What is Drew? He's a man.
No, 1 to 10. What is he? On a scale of 1 to 10, what is he? Give him a rating.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
I give him a 10 for being the best human being ever.
All right, turn her mic down. Yeah. I'm done with this.
Take the pom-poms away from her. That's game over.
This is the worst radio on the planet. Sharde, you had one shot, mom's spaghetti, and you just – we needed honesty. She's like, nope, you're not going to be honest? Oh, all right, well, there you go. I guess you'll never be a big-time radio star.
But she did continue on by –
I said, I guess you'll never be a big-time radio star. No, your mic doesn't work.
But here's the problem. If we don't put that back on, if we don't put that back on, you will never be a big-time radio star.
I know. All right, so I had Kentucky, and that was it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did, and now I have literally no one left on the bracket.
Yeah, I got Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I got them winning it.
Okay.
So
you do have them winning it.
Yeah, so if they win two more games, I think I can finish in the top three at the pay pool.
Now, do you think that they're going to win it? That's the real question.
I really do. I really do. I said that to you a week ago. I thought that they got it out of their system, that Arkansas game where they really probably should have lost.
Yep.
And they came – that was an instant classic yesterday. That was one hell of a game.
It was.
And you watch guys like May step up or when the point guard went out and then they kept digging deeper and deeper under their bench because of foul trouble. But guys kept stepping up. You're like, okay, that's what you need to see. But they have definitely the toughest path because Oregon's probably the hottest team left.
Dude.
And then Gonzaga finally found the range with their guards. So you're going to have to play both of them. It's not like seeding in the West in the NBA.
You're dismissing South Carolina. You give South Carolina no shot at beating Gonzaga.
I think that defensively South Carolina has ramped it up. They've shown they're the best defensive team left. They really do a lot of things well. But, I mean, overall, when you look at do they have enough firepower to shut down Gonzaga the way they're playing and they can go inside out, their guards are all making plays, I don't think so.
Okay. What is the ringing? What the hell is the ringing? Are you hearing that, Sharde?
Hey, Drew.
Are you not hearing that? She's leaving. She has no idea. Oh, it's the phone.
I thought Drew was on line one trying to call back in
or
something.
What the hell is going on, Drew? Did you finally get a number? Is that what I hear ringing?
Drew was trying to call for a haircut. It didn't get in time.
You know, it's funny because I've been kind of rooting for South Carolina this whole time.
Yeah.
And they keep winning when I don't think they will. I didn't think they would win, and they did. I honestly think, I mean, I think they can beat Gonzaga. Would I pick that? Would I bet money on it? No. But the way that this team has been playing and the way that they're getting help from everyone in that in their rotation, at least. I was going to say, you know, up and down the bench, but at least in their rotation, they're all playing well.
Well, and you know going in who their main guy is, and yet he continues to get his. But the thing is, like you said, he's getting so much help, help that he wasn't getting during the regular season when Florida got him and you know, and basically made a statement in the regular season, which didn't mean much, but that Florida was going to be a team to be reckoned with. They come back. They're experienced with that Florida team. They knew what to expect. They hit them from all sides. Florida, I don't think, expected that kind of team to show up in the tournament. They expected the team that they had seen twice before. And they got caught. They got caught. Yeah. And, you know, I'd say Oregon's the hottest team left. But you can make an argument for South Carolina because what they've done, been able to do and how much they've overcome to get where they're going. And I think the greatest thing of all is just the Cinderella story of having two of the four teams have never been to a Final Four before.
Yeah.
And the third team hasn't been there since, like, 1941. So Carolina's the only mainstay, and they're making a return visit. They lost in the championship game last year. But it's a great story for Final Fours with – one team had been there since 41, two never have been there. I think that makes the story that much better for whoever comes out.
And look what they're doing. I mean, they're South Carolina is known for their defense. They're known for, you know, buckling down. They put up 70 against Baylor and 77 against Florida. So, you know, Thornwell can obviously fill it up. But that, I mean, in those two wins, the bench scoring hasn't been there, but it's given them, you know, defensively, they've come in and been able to keep the teams that they've played, like Baylor and the Gators, at bay until that starting five can come back in the game again. So I don't know, man. I give them a shot. I don't think I wouldn't bet on them because I'm frugal with my money, but I give them a shot to beat Gonzaga.
Oh, you have to
I think Gonzaga can be beat.
You and I have talked about this. I mean, in college, unlike pro, the spreads are so much more they're skewed because games are so much closer in the tournament. Teams are not that far apart.
Nope.
When you see them play in a tournament game in a setting like this. So I think you definitely got to give them a shot. But it's just, again, that setting. And here's the thing I don't like, and we can get into this after the break as well. One thing I don't like is, especially for these smaller schools, when they're talking about the home gyms for a couple of these teams are like 6,000 seats.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing in a football stadium now. The depth perception is totally different. The room, you need like three or four practices, which you're not going to get in that setting, to try and figure out, you know, how different it is when the background is like completely behind, and depth perception for jump shooters. When it was here at Reliant the last time, that was the first thing I said. You had a team like Butler and a team even with Oklahoma. I said they're going to struggle because they're playing in a football stadium. They're going to struggle with depth perception, and they're not going to have any practice time to try and get their shot figured out. That hurts a team that hasn't had to deal with that all year, and I think that's a detriment, though, of course, financially, it's better to play in that stadium. So let us know what you think. If you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us or call us, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4. We are the Usual Suspects, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59 on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.